USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The new coronavirus variant Omicron has now been verified in the United States. San Francisco Mayor London Breed.
Using the latest of technology, we have discovered our first case, not only here in San Francisco, but the entire country.
Officials at the White House are saying they were preparing for this.
We knew that it was just a matter of time.
Dr. Anthony Fauci told reporters that Americans should continue to get their vaccinations.
And all the other things we've been talking about getting your children vaccinated, masking in indoor congregate settings.
According to Fauci, the first case, which was a mild breakthrough infection in a person who was in South Africa last month, is so far giving up very little data. The CDC is now saying there are possibly more potential cases of the new variant in several states. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Supreme Court heard arguments on a major abortion law challenge. Mississippi Solicitor General Scott Stewart says that states and not courts should be deciding hard issues like abortion. He urged the Supreme Court to set aside precedent that was set by Roe v. Wade.
When an issue affects everyone and when the Constitution does not take sides on it, it belongs to the people.
Stewart says a viability threshold banning abortion restrictions before 24 weeks is unworkable. Mississippi's law would ban the procedure at 15 weeks of pregnancy.
If people actually believe that it's all political, how will we survive? How will the court survive?
Justice Sonia Sotomayor, relating concerns about the court overturning long-standing precedent because of a shifting makeup of the court. Chief Justice John Roberts suggested that the 15-week line for abortions could be the new standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Authorities say the high school gunman that killed 4 children is facing charges of first-degree murder, terrorism, and other gun-related charges. They say Ethan Crumley is not cooperating with the investigation.
Police say the 15-year-old made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
A journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up a school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of terrorism. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Authorities have now arrested a man who they believe to be the killer of a young Florida woman almost 40 years ago, a cold case that may now have been solved with new forensic technology. Local TV station WPTV had this report.
38 years after her murder in Delray Beach, police have arrested a man in the killing of Carla Lowe. Police say Lowe was waiting for an Amtrak train near downtown Delray Beach when she was beaten and run over by her killer. Yesterday, police were in Jacksonville, and they said they arrested 59-year-old Ralph Williams. Detectives say they got the needed evidence in the case through modern enhanced fingerprint technology. Carla Lowe was just 21 years old when she was murdered. Today, her sister called her a beautiful and generous person and called the arrest surreal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.